Hello, this is Tamiko Faison, your host for Therapy Entrepreneurs and Leaders of Color, a podcast dedicated to supporting and showcasing therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color around the world. Today we have a special episode. We have actually our guest today is not an occupational therapist, but he is a therapist, and it is my husband, Wayne Faison, of 21 years. Earlier this month, we celebrated our 21-year anniversary, and we've been quite busy, to be honest. We are serial entrepreneurs. We have two sons, so we parent together, but we also work together in business, and we're also processing the racial injustices that are happening across the country together. And I thought it would be good to talk as a couple this week, and then we'll have a follow-up with another couple, an interracial couple, and talk about their work together in business. So Wayne Faison is typically not a person that you're going to see on social media. He works a lot, I would say, in the background when it comes to social media and so forth. You're not going to find him on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, but that does not mean that he is not doing a lot in his field. He is has over 20 years of experience in the mental health field and has a degree in Christian counseling as well as a degree in professional counseling. He provides counseling to seniors with therapeutic solutions, but also he counsels couples, he counsels kids, works with a very diverse group of people. And I just want to say welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you.
You hear he has a deep voice, y'all. He has one of those radio voices. And so, Wayne, my first question is for you to just tell me what it's like. You have to say good stuff since I'm your wife. Just kidding. But tell me what it's like to work as a couple in business.
Well, good morning, everyone. In terms of business, it's a pleasure to be able to work with the wife like I have. It's a pleasure to be able to do that.
Good response.
However, you know, it's also good to have your, just on a business front, it's good to have your systems in place, and it's good to be able to function in a way that where you can have things that work well in the business, and knowing that you can do that as a couple is huge. I think being able to set boundaries is huge in business, especially when you are having to balance so much in terms of, you know, family life and business life, kids and work and things like that. So it takes just understanding each other and setting good boundaries so we can make sure we stay in the right lanes when it comes down to family life and business life.
Yeah, so systems is something that we've worked with over time, and the boundaries, because it is easy for us to come home and we're supposed to have a conversation about us, but it turns into a conversation about business. So you make some really good points. I think we've gotten better with that over time, but knowing that sometimes that those things will overlap. But we have, you know, an extra layer. We're business owners, we're a couple, but we're also African American. How do you think that impacts us as business owners?
Well, in terms of what's going on now in society, I think it impacts us in ways that where, you know, there are certain injustices that come to mind in terms of, you know, how people are engaging with us as businesses and prejudices. I see it in the form of how people may engage our services. I see it in terms of how people may respond at times, and it's as a business owner, it could be very difficult at times, but I look at it in a way of opportunity as well, too. It's an opportunity for us to teach people how to treat you as an African American, knowing that they should respect the service more than the color, not respect the service more than the color of your skin, but it's a way to communicate with people in which they can learn from you and know that you're there to provide a great service and that they shouldn't pay as much attention to your skin color, but pay attention to how our service can help them.
Yeah, good points. And so would you say, though, it's inevitable for people to not pay attention to our skin color? I think in our office complex, I think, to my knowledge, it's a fairly large complex, but we may be the only African-American-owned business. And, you know, we've had certain experiences. We talked before about experiences when, you know, checks have been written in certain amounts and it's questioned when you have the check versus someone who has presented a check that is not African-American. We also just have recently had a situation where we talked about our son, who is a large, you know, a pretty tall African-American young man, and, you know, questioned if he's in the office after hours if we asked him to go get something. So would you say it's really inevitable for them to not see our skin color? We know they're supposed to focus on the service, but what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's inevitable that they will. I think the idea behind it is that we're constantly put in a position to have to prove ourselves, and that's difficult because you feel like you can just operate like any other individual in business, but it's constantly a situation where you have to prove your worth, prove yourself. Can I be the person I want to be without having to go the extra mile to prove what I can provide you with? In terms of the situation with our son, that was very difficult because then on the backdrop of that, you have to have a conversation about why that interaction happened and then be able to encourage and empower him to be the man that he needs to be despite what's going on around him. So whenever situations happen, there's always a conversation after to figure out how we can cope with what just happened and how we can be better prepared if it happens again. So it's always challenging in certain moments, but I'm always an optimistic person. I've always been that way. So I take the opportunity to sort of reflect on it and learn how can I do anything different the next time. So I'm always looking at the next time and the next opportunity to teach because I understand out here today that people are extremely divided and we can't embrace all the division and think things are going to be any different. We have to be opportunists and we have to be optimistic about the next circumstance or the next situation that may come up and take the opportunity to teach.
Right, so we have to be proactive. And, you know, right now I think we're in a place where a lot of people have statements in place about anti-racism and being proactive. For African Americans, I would say, at least in our experience and people in our circle, that's nothing new to us. You know, we've always had to be proactive, you know, in terms of educating and advocating for equality. Would you agree?
Yes, I would totally agree. I have been one that thinks equality is extremely important. But to embrace equality, you have to get past a lot of internal barriers. And it can be very difficult when people have been raised a certain way. Even when I look at clientele, my clientele is extremely diverse, and some of the things that just people may say is we chose you because you were African American and they might be Caucasian. Sometimes their kids identify more with who I am as an African American more so than the parents. So there's also that dynamic, like, there are situations that come up where kids would prefer, white kids or Caucasian kids would prefer African Americans rather than their parents. So they asked for African-American therapists. So that's a dynamic there and a shift in some things that happen. But I just wanted to notate that sometimes that happens in our referral process. So that's interesting about looking at equality. As far as, you know, as far as me as a professional, I believe that I stack up to any counselor. I believe that I'm equal to other therapists. However, I still am in a situation where I have to prove myself. So that does not change. The fact that I believe something is one thing, but the fact that I operate in it is another situation.
This is so interesting to me because it goes to show how everyone is an individual and everyone has individual opinions and how we really can't put people in a box, because I think the thought that most people probably will have is that, oh, black children are going to want a black therapist. That's who they identify with. But you're saying some people have white children who prefer an African-American therapist. And I'm sure there's African-American children that prefer African-American therapists, and there might be vice versa. So I think what is coming up for me when you just said that is the importance of understanding that we can't make assumptions about anybody, regardless of their ethnic background or socioeconomic status. It's really about the person and the individual. So that's really interesting that you make that point. I don't think I've heard anybody express that before. So I think we covered the challenges. What advice would you have for a couple? So a couple is getting ready to go into business together. They're therapists. What advice would you have for them?
One is to just be consistent. Have your systems in place. Be open to feedback. Don't be closed off to feedback. Take the next opportunity to learn and apply in business. Be open to doing a lot of research and knowing what works and what doesn't work. If there are conflicts as far as communication goes in the business between you and your partner, just look at it as an opportunity to solve a situation. Don't personalize it. Business is business, but when it comes down to making decisions, you got to focus on the problem, not the person. So it's important to focus on that. Okay. Lastly, in terms of being an African-American couple in business, again, is to focus on how you guys can be better together in a business mindset. Take opportunities to get away, spend some time together, collaborate, think through things. Don't take things so seriously that you dismantle the relationship in ways. Be open to having hard conversations and being okay to be able to disagree or to agree. It's okay. In the end, you love each other and you keep moving. But I think in business, as African Americans, just know that there are certain injustices that you may face, and it's okay. That's the journey that we face. That's what you have to accept in being in business. Especially depending on what type of field you're into, you're going to meet people that are going to be racist. That's just society we live in, and it's that's the reality. So that means if you can't change it, you try to make an impact. You do what you can do, do the best that you can do, and don't be knocked off the track, so to speak, because of it. Learn how to deal with it and create new systems to try to see if you can help people, because hurt people. And I think that racist people in general want to create obstacles for others. So you have to figure out how you're mentally going to deal with that, and in a business way, how you're going to deal with it, and know that that's a part of being in business.
You said so many powerful things. You know, hurting people hurt people, and I'm sure you see that all the time in counseling, but same with racist people. You know, they've somehow been hurt and have these thoughts that they then need to hurt other people. And then you said it's okay. But I think what you were saying is when you said it's okay, is like you're going to be okay. Like this is the reality, and it does not have to stop you. And really, you know, you can be more powerful together, I think, when you are a couple, you know, partnering together in business and having someone to talk to that understands. So you could come to me sometimes and say, you know, this is what I'm dealing with, you know, as an African-American male. And I can say, this is what I'm dealing with as an African-American female. And we can support each other. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, it's not always rosy and pleasant. I definitely say that sometimes I can be emotional and those boundaries sometimes are hard. But like you said, at the end of the day, we love each other and our goal is to make an impact in our work. And so I think if that is always the focus and we always come back to the impact that we want to make together, regardless of what barriers we face because of the color of our skin, we can still push past those and be solution focused, as you just said. Any last words of advice before we close out, Wayne?
Being an African American man, and experiencing what I've experienced as a counselor, being called certain names, being belittled in certain ways, actually having a supervisor many years ago in this field tell me to deal with the racism, and it was very derogatory. I've been in situations where I've had to battle with a lot of racism, and I was in a position where I felt like I was powerless because of the race of the individual, and that, quite honestly, they were in charge of my paycheck. So I felt like I was paralyzed in my experience. What I would like to challenge people to do is to be resistant to that. Don't let money paralyze you, and don't let it change who you are. It leads to a lot of self-esteem and perception challenges that you may face moving forward. It might even lead to anger and frustration and bitterness. It's very important to protect yourself from situations like that and just get out of it. Don't be paralyzed with people who want to put you in a position because they're your boss and they're racist towards you. What I learned over the years is that as I got more mature in my profession, is that individuals are going to be racist. What I learned with is how to deal with it differently. But never put yourself in a position to be victimized or abused by people who have these tendencies. As a person who serves people, I have a different perspective now, and I never try to take advantage of anyone because I know what that feels like. What we have to do as business professionals and African Americans is to teach people with our actions, with the way we act, and with resources and education. If people cannot receive that, it's okay for them to be referred out. Because if they can't identify with you, if they can't grow from you because of the color of your skin, it's okay to allow them to move on. That's the process. Those are the nuggets that I would have to put in place. Not the only ones, but I would just say that comes to mind right now. And stay positive. Know that you're in a position to serve others. And keep a positive mindset.
I love it. So you were basically saying, do what you can, but don't keep yourself in a situation where you're being victimized. So if you're working for someone and you've done what you can to try to change things and it's not changing, then it's okay to let go and walk away. Or if you're counseling someone or serving someone as a therapist and you're a business owner and you're being abused, then you can let go of certain relationships. You don't have to, because it does impact your self-esteem, your concept of self, your view of self. And that, again, I've mentioned several times on the show, many therapists come to me. They are therapists of color who have been in situations and they've decided, I'm going to create a business because the other setting I was in, the system wasn't changing, or there was a person that maybe microaggressions or maybe even explicit racism was taking place. And, you know, and everybody has a different role. So we're not knocking people that choose to stay. But if you're going to stay, you have to be proactive about it and not just accept it. And so different people will play different roles in this whole process. Some people will start their own businesses, which is what we advocate for, which is why I have this podcast. It's to support other therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color. We know what it's like to deal with this on a personal level as African-American business owners. And we will continue to support, advocate, and provide resources for therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much, Wayne, for joining us and giving us some of your time. I know you are quite busy. I know your schedule. And so I truly appreciate it and you. And don't forget to subscribe and tune in next time when we will be talking to an interracial couple who are also business owners. Until next time. Bye.